Well, signing day has come and gone, and for Texas A&M, new coach Kevin Sumlin signed 19 new Aggies today. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports. It's brought to you by the Marriott Group, building and remodeling homes for 34 years. Get your change started. Of the 19 new Aggies, four of them were already enrolled, including quarterback Matt Davis from Klein Forest. The other 14 signed this morning, including a surprise signee, defensive end Edmund Ray from St. Louis, who had committed to Missouri. Coach Kevin Sumlin talked about how Ray came to be an Aggie, a guy who does answer an immediate need in the D-line. What did Sumlin and the staff see in Edmund Ray?
What everybody saw on video, 280-pound, 90-pound guy that can run. Was committed to Missouri out of St. Louis. It gave us an opportunity to really get in and compete with him. Kind of kept it quiet, snuck him in under the radar for an official visit. Actually, he visited the first weekend back in January and got him in and out of town. And really, I thought there was no problem. About Monday, Tuesday, his mom got a little worried about him being gone and leaving St. Louis and being away from home. I think it hit her that he was actually not going to go to Missouri. He was going to come to Texas A&M, and she started started crying and putting pressure on him, and we got that worked out in 24 hours, and he signed this morning. Excellent player, great kid, very, very tough kid, already 280, 90 pounds physically. He's able to help us just from a size standpoint right now.
Now, while talking about the class, Sumlin said that while several were Mike Sherman recruits retained by Sumlin's staff, the new coach says not all of them.
For us to sign 19 guys and be ranked in the top 15 in the country in recruiting, that's pretty impressive by this group. You look at it, and we were able to retain some very, very good players that were committed. Not all of them. I think our staff had we had to sit down and evaluate the players that were committed from an athletic standpoint and from an academic standpoint. I know it's been looked at as a retention of a class that was already in place, but you look at those 19 commitments, eight of them are guys that this staff went out and actively pursued, sought, and particularly signed today. So almost half the guys were new guys that were not committed in December.
The class includes a quarterback, three offensive linemen, six defensive linemen, three wide receivers, including former Texas pledge Thomas Johnson of Dallas Skyline, also three defensive backs, and probably the jewel of the class, running back Trey Williams of Spring. You can get a complete listing of the Aggie 2012 signing class at WTAW.com. Now, ESPN ranks A&M the 14th best class in the country, with Alabama ranked number one, Florida State number two, and Texas number three. Other SEC teams ahead of A&M were number four Florida, number five Georgia, and number 12 LSU. Rivals.com also ranked A&M the 14th best in the country. Now, another football note that a lot of Aggie fans are interested in is the 2012 schedule, and has A&M yet filled those two slots on the schedule and decided where the Arkansas game is going to be played? Will it be Kyle Field, or will it be Jerry's World in Arlington? In his weekly column, Athletic Director Bill Byrne said, nothing new yet to report. They're still working on finalizing the two non-conference games and the location for the game against Arkansas. He said that when they know something, we'll know something. Well, Aggie basketball tonight, a couple of good games. Sixth-ranked Baylor Bears are coming to Reed Arena for an 8 o'clock game. The Aggies will again be without Chris Middleton and Courtney Roberson, and point guard Dash Harris will be a game-time decision as he nurses a foot injury. It's A&M's opportunity for a signature win as they go into the home stretch of the conference schedule. It's Baylor's chance to continue to vie for the Big 12 title as they're in third place, a game behind Kansas and Missouri. Coach Billy Kennedy talked about how good Baylor is and how good you have to beat them.
You have to be able to move the ball side to side, and you have to be able to drive it. You know, I think we attacked the zone really good against them the second half. The first half, it's an adjustment. Mm-hmm. So you don't play teams that do that.
Yes.
And then their talent level, all across the back line, all three of those guys will most likely play in the NBA. Two of them for sure will play in the NBA, and Quincy Miller and Perry Jones. So you know, it's you got to get offensive rebounds, you got to get some transition baskets, and when you get the opportunity to get an open shot, you got to make it. Yeah. We did not make. We shot the ball horribly up there the first half, and we can't have that.
We will have the game on 1620 WTAW right here with the pregame starting at 7:30. In Lubbock, it's a top 25 matchup as the Texas Tech women are hanging on to the rankings at number 25, going against an A&M team that's glad January is over. The defending national champs lost to three unranked conference opponents last month as they look forward to a February that will include two meetings with top-ranked Baylor. But first things first, Tech started the season 14-0, even gained a top 10 ranking before they lost five straight Big 12 games. They broke back into the win column by beating Texas by four in Lubbock on Saturday. A&M sunk from 8th to 18th in the rankings after going 5-3 in January. We'll carry the game on 11:50 a.m. The Zone tonight, starting with the pregame at 6:45. The NCAA has put Nebraska on 2 years probation and agreed to a self-imposed five-figure fine as part of the impermissible benefits case involving textbooks and school supplies. The NCAA spared the Cornhuskers a stiffer punishment for what were determined to be major infractions across multiple sports over multiple years. Nebraska reported the problem and last July acknowledged that it had improperly distributed nearly $28,000 in textbooks and other school supplies to athletes from 2007 to 2010. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next half hour, including more from head football coach Kevin Sumlin about today's signing class. For the Marriott Group, I'm Tom Turpeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.